Well, good evening and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Hasn't changed. Still the same old guy. Anyway, on a more serious note, it's time for this week's Prophecy News headlines, dated the 13th of March through last night, the 19th of this year, 2024. And as always, crazy out there, man, and just crazier by the week. And I know I say it every week, but that's what's going to continue to happen. That's what birth pains are like, I think, if you've ever witnessed it. I've watched it, but enough of that. Okay, let's start with society in the United States. Okay, and another one. Republican Senator Buck, to retire and blasts a rapidly deteriorating political system in the United States. And on top of that, the Great Resignation hits Congress, law enforcement, lawmakers, quitting. I mean, it's just mostly all are conservative, and they just say there's nothing we can do anymore. We have no control, and we have to sell out everything to get anything done, so they're not interested. Can't blame them. America's in trouble, people. Gallup. Nearly 30% of the Generation Z women identify as LGBTQ. That's the 10-year-old to 26-year-old group. Boy, that's Sodom rising, isn't it? That's just the poison that's going on in our education systems right now. And, of course, a lot of parents are deluded, too. So, delusion of the last days. Terrifying marriage. Big Pharma embraces AI. That's fun. That should be interesting. Big Pharma is one of the biggest criminals in this country. We're witnessing that through the vaccination issues, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, believe me. People in Washington are getting rich, and the ones that won't sell out are leaving. U.S. farms, over 140,000 lost in the last 5 years. Think about that. Almost a fifth of a million. Farms gone. On the 14th, hundreds of schools from Maine to Texas in path of April 8th total solar eclipse, canceling classes out of an abundance of caution due to near total darkness. Ohio Governor DeWine signs executive order to ensure the state is prepared for celestial events. This thing is really drawing a lot of attention, isn't it? Well, Arkansas drops gender X marker from driver's licenses intended for transgender, non-binary, and intersex people after Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders said this, quote, "There are only two genders. I will not endorse nonsense." Good for her. She seems to be falling into the minority, at least of those speaking out. So, all right. The 15th, to no one's surprise, electric vehicle euphoria is dead. Boy, that's the truth. And we know why, too. It's just, well, I won't go into that. All right. Continuing, on the 16th, Great Resignation hits Congress. I already said that. Excuse me, I'll pass over. Continuing, U.S. bracing for a national security threat. Haiti chaos creating massive exodus. Migrants carrying guns, night vision, and drugs off the Florida coast have been captured. I'm telling you, it's just amazing how this border situation has just crumbled before our very eyes. And what is happening in Haiti will come here, too. Politicians in major cities such as New York, Chicago, are openly admitting now that their cities are now totally overwhelmed by migrant crisis, and they just keep coming. Social services are totally overwhelmed as well. So these sanctuary cities, the very liberal cities, are now trying to be unsanctuary because they're paying the price of their politics, if you will. All right, we should salute them. Hezbollah leader expresses gratitude for American anti-Israel activists. This Hezbollah, you know, he's one of the hateful groups over against Israel, so thanking Americans that are supporting them, basically. Baby killer. This one drives me crazy. 60% of abortions done by pill now. First, over-the-counter now sold on Amazon, and Walmart is to follow. Man, that's crazy. I don't know. That's enough of the news in America. I can't take anymore. Now, I think we know why it's not mentioned in Bible prophecy. More on that at another time. Society in the world? A world first. European Union passes law to govern artificial intelligence. The biggest problem there, so who controls it? Basically, we know this will be the main home. The European Union will be the main primary reinventing of the revived Roman Empire. So, sorry about my stuttering, but anyway, so it doesn't surprise me at all. It's just they're going to take over and control everything that's said by everybody and everything. That's what's happening. The 14th Scottish Government's Hate Crime Bill comes into effect on April 1st. Orwell's totalitarian nightmare has arrived, they say. Scottish Daily Press wrote this, quote, "We have finally arrived in the totalitarian nightmare. The verdict is prison for stirring up hate, etc., spreading worldwide." The laws are so tight there now, and starting April 1st in Scotland, that if you don't agree with somebody that's in charge or over you, you could go to prison, period. Doesn't matter what it is. Yeah. If you don't like their hangnail, you could go to prison. All right, England to stop giving puberty blockers to kids. The LGBTQ plus activists are enraged. They want to alter the children of the world. Boy, again, I could go thousands of places with that one. If you question the LGBTQ agenda, look in Romans chapter 1, verses 19 to the close. It'll tell you pretty much everything you need to know. There's others, but that's a good one. The West abandonment of the Jews. With every day that passes, it becomes ever clearer that Western civilization is no longer civilized. It really isn't. France's Macron is now pushing legal euthanasia after France enshrines abortion in its constitution. So this guy is certainly leading the pack with some of this crazy stuff. I'm not surprised. The struggle for the nation. Few Canadians challenge rising communist threats, while thousands rally for Islamic terror. That's just nuts. You know, Canadian lawmakers are submitting a bill to criminalize the quoting of scripture in a defense of marriage. Basically, you can't do it. Criticism of gay issues will be deemed hate speech and lead to criminal prosecution. That's what we were talking about, what's going on in Scotland and so many other countries right now. You can't disagree with these people. Yeah. The future of money. I think I was done with that page. Let me double check it. Yep. Okay. I was. All right, continuing. The future of money. European Central Bank unveils plans for digital euro CBDC to be introduced next year. We know that's a central bank digital currency, was what the CBDC is. And that's, again, working toward the cashless, total controlled financial systems of the world. Worst disease threatening world is a surging nervous system disorders, they're saying now. Over 3 billion people, that's almost half, suffering from neurological disorders in this world. Well, with the crazy chaos going on, it's not surprising. People are hopeless, and the only reason why is they don't know who Jesus Christ is. If they know that, the light comes back on. Amen. Europe is alarmed enough to begin wargaming food crisis. It's coming. Nepal announces it will require its citizens to accept biometric digital identifications. Again, that is spreading, part of all the control. All right, European farmers are revolting, and of course the European Commission caves again to farmers, scrap more crippling grain policies. The farmers, you know, they're standing up. Woke mind virus. Study shows it causes anxiety and depression. I'm shocked, but not really. Okay. Let's go to wars and rumors. There's a lot, but I'm just going to mention four specific here points. Poland quietly confirms NATO troops are deployed in Ukraine. Okay. And well, we know what Putin's been saying about that. He's going to blow us up with atomic bombs if we do that, he said. Macron doubles down on possible NATO deployment in Ukraine. Of course, he wants to put boots on the ground over there. And right after that happened, French government weathers 48-hour cyber attack. The cause? Russian retaliation for his boots on the ground in Ukraine position. Of course, Macron is obviously the prime minister of France, etc., etc. All right. Europe soldiers are quitting in droves just when NATO needs them the most. And that trend is also increasing in all Western nations right now. The young people don't want to go get killed for this insanity. And you almost can't blame them. I don't know. I know I served in Vietnam, and if I had the choice, I wouldn't have done it twice. Because we didn't. Because of the reasons. All right. That's another story again for another time. Let's go to pestilence. Earthquakes, again, a lighter week. Couple of sixes, 22 fives. There was a 6.0 that hit in New Britain, Papua New Guinea, which is just above Australia. And so, anyway, the earthquakes are quiet. It's the bigger ones. But there's stuff going on. This day, 6 months worth of rain in 2 days cuts off Western Australia. People are missing. 6 months worth of rain in 2 days. Thousands of high temperature records broken across Africa. Okay, heightened earthquake activity off Vancouver Island points to deep sea eruptions, scientists say, and it was on the 14th, which is 6 days ago. On the 16th, a great swarm of earthquakes off the Washington state coast is raising concerns that the Cascadia subduction zone could blow. We'll see. We know earthquakes are going to increase, don't we? Here we go. Scientists now want to dehydrate the stratosphere to combat global boiling. Global, gone from warming to boiling, I guess now. All right. A warm winter and lingering drought could set up huge problems in the U.S. Midwest growing season this year. So more food supply problems. And tornadoes are ravaging central United States. Indiana, Ohio are the worst, of course, out of the states. And let's continue here. This is on the 16th. Tropical Atlantic heat off the charts with global oceans at record high temperatures. 12 months of this has scientists puzzled and very highly concerned. I think they're, these kinds of changes in the temperatures of the ocean can really change weather patterns. And it's been getting worse over the past couple of, last decade at least, in America here, with tornadoes, hurricanes, etc. Iceland's state of emergency hit with largest volcano eruption yet, with hundreds evacuated, lava flowing massively. Brazil heat wave leaves Rio de Janeiro sweltering in 143-degree Fahrenheit temperature. That's incredible, 143 degrees. Boy, the greenies are happy to hear all this stuff, aren't they? UN sounds red alert, the planet is on the brink. Of course, their God is the green agenda. Finally, in this section, there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. The blood moon perim eclipse of March 25th will happen at about the same time the Devil Comet becomes visible to naked eye, followed by the American X solar eclipse on April 8th, the big one. The day in which the sun, the moon, and the 7 other planets in our solar system will all line up in the sky. Quote from a scientist, the solar system will be screaming during this once-in-a-lifetime event. Again, I wonder if the same thing will happen in America a little bit after this solar eclipse, because it did in the early 1800s, the same thing, a 7-year separation of two of these eclipses. This, of course, this is the one in 24. There was also one in 2017. So we'll see. Plandemic. Breaking. Buried Veritas recordings show top Pfizer scientist suppressed concerns over the COVID-19 boosters mRNA technology. Of course, we're hearing more and more of that all the time. It's proven beyond any point of doubt. Warning, rising number of scientists now saying the annual flu vaccination is being transformed into an mRNA vaccination. So again, they want to control the human systems. It just doesn't stop, man. Excuse me, global cancer phenomenon. It is not just America, by the way. The United Kingdom, Japan, South Africa, Australia are among dozens of countries suffering mystery spikes of all different kinds of tumors in young people. Gee, I wonder why. Rising number of cardiologists are saying COVID vaccines should have been pulled off the market in 2021. Of course, that's what it relates to with this cancer thing, too. All right, alarming revelation. The U.S. government data unveils astounding, now get this, 143,233% spike in a deadly cancer cases tied to the COVID vaccinations. That's a revelation, fact, scientific fact, believe it or not. Russia is creating a network of vaccination and testing centers for soon coming Disease X. There it is again. The correlation? Simply here, 2 weeks after the first COVID death in China, 33 vaccines were already in development, according to the World Health Organization document. So these people know this stuff is going on, man. It's just amazing. You know, us naysayers were almost thrown in jail and, you know, attacked by the pro-vaxxers, but I hope they start waking up, man. All right, spiritual persecution. Just a couple stories out of it this week. Federal judge finds Christian pro-life activist guilty after singing. Yeah, all he did was sing Holy, Holy, Holy and quoted the Bible outside an abortion clinic in South Carolina. Wow, he's just got fined. How dare he, huh? Christian group blocked from distributing Bibles in Georgia hospital in the name of DEI. Wow. And finally, Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville warns this, and I quote him, "We are losing our kids to a satanic cult. They've basically taken God out of everything." And boy, is he right. Excuse me again. Sinuses are so fun. Israel in the Middle East, God's time clock. Northern war, that's on the other end of Gaza and the Hamas, heating up as the IDF, and when I say that, that's the Israeli Defense Force, hit several targets in both Lebanon and Syria after more Hezbollah rockets hit the homeland. Now, again, this is on the north end of Israel, north and kind of eastish in Syria as well. Lebanon and Syria, the terrorists. IDF edging closer to Rafah invasion. That's the last holdout in southern Gaza. Netanyahu says pressure from the world will not stop us. Israel will finish the job in Rafah. They figure if they take this last city, the big one, they'll hopefully eliminate this Hamas terrorism. We'll see. This is the 14th. Two-state solution, question mark. All Palestinian factions agree. A Palestinian state will be a terrorist state. We will. They don't want half of it or a piece of it. They want it all. You know, from river to sea or whatever it is, they say. No safe haven for terrorists. Defense Minister Gallant hints Rafah operation may begin soon. Biden administration gives Israel outline for an acceptable Rafah operation. Opposes large-scale campaign. Now, I can't imagine Joe Biden guiding anybody to victory. I don't think I'll say another word about that. In first, Biden administration to sanction entire Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria, not just individuals. These people have absolutely no clue who they're insulting. God's prophecies. This is God's given land to the Jewish people. Biden relationship with Israel's Netanyahu, this is on the 15th, is in serious crisis. It's actually getting to the point now where total separation, clashing political agendas, conflicting war game suggestions and everything else. So, all right, Netanyahu approves military plans for Rafah operations. His Hamas proposal for ceasefire is absolutely absurd. And a couple days ago, Netanyahu also said Biden, Schumer, American, trying to paralyze the country and force Israel to lose. This is how the Israeli leadership feels about our government right now, and that's tragic. We all know what will happen to a nation that goes against Israel. Total destruction. History proves it. A couple of stories on the world government this week. You know, they think it's quiet right now. Just to give you an idea. A meeting called World Minds, okay, World Minds. The global elite just gathered at a secretive mini Davos. Davos is, of course, the center for all this WEF and all these meetings, these globalist meetings, and they're not revealing their agenda. Gee, I'm again shocked, but not really. They're continuing to talk about the two huge meetings coming up, getting their plans in place and agreements and all this stuff on the World Health takeover in May, and of course the official kickoff of the 7-year UN 2030 agenda, which will supposedly conclude in 2030 with less than 1 billion people on the earth and total control. Well, I wonder if the rapture will happen before that. I have some thoughts, but not at this time. I'd love to tease you with that. All right, World Economic Forum is demand. Now get this one. WEF, that's the main leader of the coming globalist government, Klaus Schwab and all these guys. The World Economic Forum is now demanding that governments, the media, big tech companies, and civil society silence critics of their unelected globalist agenda. Simply put, they want to force people to accept everything they say as truth. No questions asked. None of their business. It's the way it's going to be. Da-da-da-da. Okay, let's wrap it up with peer delusion. Yeah, right. Okay. Canadian Supreme Court justice says use of women to describe rape victim in lower court was unfortunate. Calls her a person with a vagina. Okay, Philly police tells residents to leave car keys in front doors so as not to create a dangerous confrontation. That's just crazy. And of course, the public is outraged. And part of that is because the police just don't have the numbers anymore to help, but also they're trying to protect it. But that's not the right way. It's crazy. Mayor Eric Adams of New York calls the city, New York City, the safest big city in America. This after the National Guard deployed due to out-of-control subway crime. I mean, these leftists are delusional, man. This guy's just crazy. Passing bar exam no longer required for law license in Washington State. Why? Because of race equity concerns. You know, I'm going to say this out loud. When they do things like that, they're insulting, the minorities, saying they're not smart enough to get one. Come on, that's just insane. I don't know why the minorities aren't lashing out at those kind of laws. Video teaches that all whites are racist. Minorities can't be racist. And North Carolina College requires its athletes to watch this. So all whites are racist, and minorities cannot be trusted. Minorities can't be racist. I'll get it right here in a minute. Okay, let me wrap up with this one. Democrat politician claims that grid reliability issues are caused by white supremacists and climate change. That's causing grid reliability problems. You have to agree. If you do, seek a psychiatrist. Okay, speaking of darkness, it is dark, and it's getting darker by the day, and I'm going to close with my usual little pitch, if you will, and that is to turn to the Lord if you're feeling unsafe, if you're feeling scared, if you're feeling that the world is doomed, because essentially the current world is, but will only be saved by the Savior Jesus Christ when he returns with his remnant at the end of this 7-year global government, which is coming relatively soon. The plans are on the table. They're no longer hidden. It's real. It's coming. All these things will continue to increase and will totally explode in the 7-year period that kicks off with the peace treaty that the world government will make with Israel. In the meantime, we remnant, we true believers of Jesus Christ, will be taken out of here. And I praise God for that. You can look at Thessalonians and look it up for yourself. It's there. Okay? Okay, that's it. I love you all. And don't ever forget that Jesus loves you no matter what. He's standing at the door. And all you got to do is knock and he will come in and eat with you and you with him. The best meal you'll ever have. Love you all. And until next time, this is Red.